Okay. We're pretty close.
Okay.
All right. It's 4 o'clock. We'll call the meeting of the Board of Adjustment to order. Welcome those of you that are attending. Just a reminder, if you would, make sure you sign in. If you ask for comments, go to the podium so that we can hear you. And we'll get started with the meeting. Roll call, all that are here.
Youngberg?
Here.
Scarlett?
Here.
McGill?
Here.
Grecki?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Very good. In front of you, you've got a proposed agenda for today. Do I hear any additions or changes to the agenda? Hearing none, it'll stand as presented. Minutes for the previous meeting were in the packet. You may have seen those prior to coming. Take a look at those. Do I hear any changes or additions to the minutes? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor of approval of the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Just kind of a rundown here on how we run the meeting for those of you that haven't been here before. What we'll do is we'll open up the meeting for public comment on any issue that may have come before the board prior to this. Hearing none, then we'll move on to our applications that we have in front of us. So, and then after we do that, we'll hear from the staff. Any comments from the floor? Hearing none after that, then we will close it up and we'll deliberate and make our determination on any requests that may be in front of us. So, along those lines, we'll start out. Any comments from the floor? Any issue that's been before the board prior to this? Hearing none, we'll move on to our public hearing on CUP 02-16, St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church.
Staff? Right. Before I start, I'd like to introduce two new staff members to the Planning and Development Department. Amelia Schoenman, our planning intern, started last Monday, and she served for the summer, so we're very happy to have her. And Emily Zant is our new planner. She's here.
Okay.
Just started this week.
Good.
Very happy to have her. I'm told we're at full staff. So
good.
Thanks
good.
For having us looking at. So the item that's before you is a conditional use permit, and it's a conditional use permit 02/16. It's St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church. It's an addition project that will be phased. Church is located at 14238 500th Avenue in Gilbert. It's actually about 3 miles northwest of the city of Gilbert. This is a two-phase project. First phase will consist of handicap accessibility to the second floor sanctuary and increase the parish hall for space use for breakfasts and educating the youth of the parish. Currently, some of the members, the handicap members, have to view the services from the lower level through a monitor that's provided on that level. The second phase of the project will include construction of a second floor addition, which will be above the new parish hall to enlarge the sanctuary. And in time frame, they're thinking anywhere from 5 to 10 years to complete the whole project. Applicant is Mark Thiessen. He's with Anglo Architectural Associates, and they're out of Irving, Ohio. We also have some representatives from the church. Again, conditional use permit. They're proposing to add on to the west and the north side of the church. This is in Lafayette Township. Again, it's about 3 miles northwest of the city of Gilbert. The right arrow is the property. The Boone County line is to the west, and Story County line is on the east side of 500 Avenue. Land use wise, there's a few dwellings to the north. There's a dwelling across the street. By far and large, the predominant land use is agricultural. We zoom in, it's about a little over 8 acre parcel. The church and the buildings that are on site, including the parking, are primarily in the north 1/3 of this parcel. A little closer yet, Again, the church is shown right here. It was built in 1917, a beautiful structure in very, very good condition. The architect's here, he can attest to that, as the representatives from the church. Gravel parking lot to the north. They did do an expansion on the east side of the church. They actually have currently two accesses in, and one of the suggestions that planning staff and the engineering staff have made is to have the representatives indicate entrance and exit to help the traffic flow, which they agreed to do that. So you've got the church, and then there's a building that they use, actually a couple of buildings that they use for education purposes. There's a couple of accessory structures, and then there's a residence on this parcel that's used as a rental. The property to the north, setback-wise, is about 12 feet from that west property line, which is the east right over on 500th Avenue. It's about 58 feet from that common, which would be the church's north property line. This property is south property line. So again, that house is about 58 feet from that common property line. You kind of see how the parking lot is very close to that common property line. There is a 5-foot separation requirement from the edge of parking to the property line. We made that a condition as well, that be adjusted. You'll see that here at the end. The property across the street is about 86 feet to the front property line, the west right of the line. We're into the architectural drawings. Again, this is Angle Architectural Associates. The footprint that they're proposing to add is about 3,366 square feet. And again, it's a proposed addition, which would be on the west side and the north side of the existing church. You can see the footprint of the existing church right here. The church, the status of the church building is legal non-conforming. Again, it was built in 1917 prior to the establishment of zoning standards in the county, which is 1958. There's an awning, which you can see right here, that extended out about 16 feet from the building. And they're proposing to extend from the west edge of where the awning was to the western edge of where the new addition will be, which will meet the county requirements. Going to the elevation drawings, the top one shows the west elevation, and the bottom drawing shows the east elevation. At the top one, you can see there's a bell, part of the architectural design. There's an existing bell that the church has that was a part of a separate vertical structure that was located southwest of the church, that they've removed that little structure, and they're proposing to incorporate that bell into their new design. Here you've got the north elevation. Currently, the front of the building, the entrance of the building, is on the west side of the building. It has several steps leading up to it. It's probably 4 or 5 feet from the grade to the lower edge of the door. And part of the concern with the, as far as the county goes, is there was parking that was occurring along the road right away, which potentially can be dangerous. And so what they're proposing to do with this project is change the entrance from the west side to the north side. So this is what you're looking at on the top, will be at-grade entrance into the church. Now we're into the plan view. This shows you the lower level, and again, the footprint of the church is right in here. So everything that's dark would be representation of what they're adding. This would be upper level. This is the main portion of the sanctuary. Again, this is what's being added. This is the west side of the church. And then this shows you the balcony. With this project, they'll have approximately 100 parking spaces. It's a gravel parking lot, but they're proposing to add 4 handicapped parking spaces, which meets the ADA guidelines. Those spaces will be marked, they'll have signage, and they'll be paved, and they'll also have a direct route, which will be paved all the way to the church. As far as landscaping, there's a 20% of the impervious space is to be landscaped. There is green space around the church and the buildings, but with the addition, the footprint of the addition, and the paving or the parking on the east side that's been added comes to a little over 10,000 square feet. 20% of that is a little over 2,000 square feet, and they're actually showing an increase of 2,280 square feet of landscape surface. And then two, with parking, looking at the expanded area, parking lots that have 10 or greater spaces are supposed to be a 1 tree per 5 space requirement. And then two, for each, there's I think 1 or 2 trees that they will need to remove. They're proposing 10 new trees and 30 shrubs. Right to the site photos, this is the church. You can see the condition. There's the existing pine that will be removed. You can see the steps leading up. Again, that's all 4 by 5 feet. Entrance, the lower level, the door. Again, the church status, the building status is not conforming. Meeting space, building, other building for meetings. This is the residence, used for rental. Looking across the road, it's a single family dwelling. Looking to the north, you can see the dwelling. About 58 feet from the common property line. This is actually looking east. It is surrounded by agricultural ground. There are two entrances, or two access locations into the church area. Is in here. The dwelling to the north, you see part of the parking. Looking at the east side of the church, some of the parking lot. Looking to the south. We're into the provisions identified in the staff report. The first thing that we look at is compatibility of the proposed project with the property and surrounding properties. The church has been here for 99 years. The existing dwellings in this neighborhood have likely to become accustomed to the church activity since it's been here for that many years. The proposed addition will actually line up with the west edge of where the canopy was, and again, that meets the county's requirements. The dwelling to the north, the church, that's with the church, and we're proposing the traffic signs be added, be placed on private property, one for entrance, one for exit. The church will be required to move the north edge of the parking lot south so that there's 5 feet of green space. And like I said, the church is surrounded by green space already. Area is surrounded by large agricultural parcels to the east and south. We already talked about the dwelling to the north. And they do plan to meet the county's requirements. We did put a condition in there early on, and they've since submitted landscape plans, so they are being reviewed. Traffic-wise, currently they have about 210 parishioners, and that comes to about 84 vehicles at 2.5 persons per vehicle. Again, with this project, it'll be about 100 vehicles, 252 people, represents about a 19% increase. 500th Avenue is a two-lane highway, 55 mile an hour speed limit. We did look at the Iowa DOT traffic counts from 2003, which are at 810 to 2011, which is 850. That represents about a 5% increase for that time period. Still, with this project, the roads, the traffic that's on the highway would be over 8 times what they would be proposing to have for like a single event, a service or an activity at the church. The parking and loading, the north side of the building, will become the main entrance, as we mentioned, so that'll be a good thing. No longer will they be parking along the west side. We also need that condition. We're looking at 100 parking spaces, 4 of those are handicapped accessible, again, paved spaces with paved route to the church. And then again, the parking lot, they're going to have to provide the 5 feet of green space. Signs and lighting, there is no additional outdoor lighting plan for the project. Environmental protection, they are meeting the Iowa stormwater management practices and erosion control measures that are identified in county's development regulations. The septic system that they're designing will accommodate up to 289 parishioners, and 252 was what will be planned. But it's going to be designed for 289 for activities like funerals and weddings. Property is not located in the floodplain. We did route this project to all the department heads, and there was some concern about what was shown in the right way. The adjustments have been made to the plan. Margaret, Environmental Health, and her staff have been involved. There's been drawings going back and forth. They're satisfied with what's being shown. The planning staff did send out notices prior to the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, which was April 22. We also sent out notices May 6. We did get a response back, which was positive, from a resident that lives within a quarter of a mile, and he indicated that he has no objection to the project. Planning staff did meet on May 4, and with a 5-0 vote, with one abstention, they did recommend approval with these conditions. First condition is the applicant shall provide landscape drawings showing the proposed trees, the parking lot screen, and landscaping to address the 20% impervious surface developed area. The site development plan shall show the location of the four handicapped parking spaces. They're doing that. They have a direct route now. The applicant shall provide a minimum of 5 feet of green space on the north edge of that parking. We're going to be shepherding this. If this gets approved by the Board of Adjustment, we'll issue a zoning permit for the zoning permit application once that gets submitted. And we'll shepherd this through, and once all the site approvals are completed, we'll issue a plan. Four is to assist with vehicle traffic, circulation, and safety. The applicant shall install traffic exit signs, and then no parking will be permitted on the west side of the church. So that brings us to the alternatives. The Story County Board of Adjustment may consider the following four. Board of Adjustment, they approve this, so with the conditions, so that'll be number two. Story County Board of Adjustment recommends approval of the conditional use permit as put forth in this conditional use permit 02-16 with the conditions recommended by the Commission. So with that, I'd be happy to answer your questions. As I mentioned, the architect and representative from the church.
Thank you. Any questions for the staff? Yes, Karen.
Why is this 5 feet of on the north side so important to be green space? Why are we taking it away from them, from the parking?
It's a separation issue. A lot of times that's where landscaping goes, or you would be like a drainage way.
Okay. I want to make sure it has a purpose other than green space, because there's so many things that get built that say, well, okay, you have to do this, but we want green space, and it's usually because of an aesthetic environment, green look to an urban situation. So if we're taking the 5 feet just so they can plant some trees, I think it's kind of.
And the other thing too is, if you're going to park right to the line, sometimes the vehicle tires go, and then you're actually cantilevering over.
Right.
You know, you got that, and then you got ruts, and so you may be affecting.
But it's
largely about separation.
Okay.
Use for adjacent property.
Is it? But could it be a 2 foot? If it's a property line issue, there's value. You know, there's give them the space that we can, if
yeah,
we can.
Yeah, to do that, that'd be a variance, and so they'd have to come back to request the variance.
Well, then it's up to you guys whether it's that important to you or not.
Jerry, can you pull that picture up of the house that's there?
photo?
There, yeah.
You want an aerial?
No, Mark Thiessen, 12314 Ridgeview Drive, Urbandale, Iowa, architect. You had a great shot of it. I really appreciate, after that. Yeah, right here, and this guy's driveway's right here.
Right.
And I spoke with him about 2 weeks ago, and I said, you know, what's your concerns? You got any concerns? And he said, well, this is kind of a low down dip. And he says, well, when it snows really heavy and it drifts in here, I come in here and then I shoot in my driveway right here. You know, and so, you know, so he kind of, and he's so used to this, I'm sure, you know, when this was a mud road and this was dirt out here, parking lot, this was probably, and it grew and it grew, but it's kind of his driveway and it's here. We are starting to plant trees right about here and we're ringing this point. So if you have an if you have your picture that looks this way, Jerry, we'll go to that point. You had a great shot of it. I mean, we're not opposed to doing it. Oh, back. We have another one better yet than that. There you go. You know, so you can see it's kind of his driveway. You know, it's and then we got a 2 foot strip to kind of mow, and so it you know, we don't care from this point on. I don't think he cares, but then but if it requires a variance, we'll take the rock out. But
and part of it came about because there's been expansion that has occurred. If you look at like the 2002-2003, and then there was an expansion of the parking in 2008. Okay. And then so this project kind of brought that to light.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you are not concerned about it, I'm retracting my concern because I just know that feet of property.
We appreciate it, and we'd like to just keep it the way it is because it's not bothering him or them. But we also know in governing mass as a body, well, you didn't have this person do it, then you set precedence. And so we're, you know, sometimes we are arguing the other way. And so, you know, we know if you have rules and precedents get set, then it's becomes more difficult to govern. So we will, I think I'm speaking behalf of the client, we don't have any huge objections to it. If that's the case, we would like not to put planting trees there. We would start it kind of where this is the old cross structure that we took out that was like about 6-8 feet off the shoulder of the road to make
the bell was, right?
Yeah, so the bell hung right. And was it in that, right around that mesh?
It's a bell now.
It's in the garage. We lifted it. It's a gorgeous bell. So
yeah.
I appreciate your concern and your common sense to that, but we'll yield to the
Jerry's recommendation.
So along those same lines, Jerry, follow on protocol. If we approve it, subject. Item number two, that we had the alternative, but if they still want that to cut back on that, then they can come back to us with a request for a variance.
Absolutely.
Rather than have us table it and have them bring it all back.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for the staff? Yeah, Randy.
So at one point it said additional 10 trees, and then somewhere else it said 20. Is that
in the review? It was looking like it was going to be 20, but actually it ended up being 10 because we're primarily looking at the eastern area that was expanded.
Okay.
Keeping in mind there was some expansion that happened since 2002-2003. But we're primarily focusing on the eastern portion. It's a 95 by 70 square foot area. And so there's a tree requirement for that. Plus, for each deciduous tree that gets removed that's 4 inches in caliber or greater, there's a requirement to replace that. So that's how we got to the 10 trees. And plus, they're adding how many shrubs? Quite a few shrubs.
Yeah, about 30 shrubs around the periphery of the property. Where the owner.
The owner is, you know, we're required to put in a new septic system. Oh, go back to that field one. I like that one.
The view?
Yeah, the aerial view.
Yeah,
Yeah, right. So we have, our addition will be a little bit, just a little bit in the front, and then mostly along this north side where the new entrance is. And so we'll put in a new septic system right almost behind here. So we're going to line this with trees, and we'll have some shrubs there to keep the farmer from tearing up our septic system and kind of creating a buffer. And it will also serve as a purpose to slow the wind down. If you've ever been out here, and this is like Little House on the Prairie, it blows pretty hard here, so we'll also do a justice to saving topsoil. And so we sort of envision a row of there's about three trees here, about three or four, and between those trees we have about six or seven dual like lilac and another viburnum bushes planted. No big trees near the septic away from the corner, but we'll create that sort of, define that space as the site. Yeah, go to that site. There you go. So you'll see this is that little strip of that little crosshatch is what we will remove of gravel. It's about 3 feet here and down to nothing, and this is about where the gentleman's garage is. And then we'll start the tree, shrubs, tree, and then this is the septic system, which has at the crown of the hill, which we did some percolation tests of the soil. We were hoping just to come straight out, but this drops off a fair amount. You can see the contours, and the engineer said the soil doesn't percolate as well here, and so he highly recommended we get on the top of the hill here. And I think that was Margaret's kind of, when we first met with her a couple years ago, her suggestion to be as high as we can get the drainage field. So we did an offset. We were a little concerned about the elbows, but the engineer assured us that that won't be a problem. So, but those are our trees. And then we cut down a tree here. We're adding a new tree back that had kind of died. We have a sort of a another new tree here, and then we have three ornamental trees up front. This is really close, you know, so we're going to try to soften the facade here. And then this dark strip is a four foot wide landscape buffer, plantings, bushes, all along the new addition to create a softer buffer. So we think this should be a very attractive site and work also environmentally well for everybody.
Great.
Thank you. Any other questions? Not any other comments from the public?
Well, and we appreciate working with Jerry. He's been very good to work with. That's always nice.
Okay, thank you.
Hearing
no other comments, I'll close the comment section and we'll go into deliberation. What do you think?
It's number two that would be giving them. Go ahead. I would like to set a motion to accept number two under the Board of Adjustment considerations.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
We have a motion from Youngberg, a second from Scarlett, to move to number two. The site development plan shows the location. The Surrey County Board of Adjustment recommends approval of the conditional use permit as set forth, KCUP 02-16, with the conditions recommended by the Surrey County Planning and Zoning Commission. Call for a vote.
Youngberg?
Yes.
Scarlett?
Aye.
McGill?
Aye.
Racky?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Motion carries. Good luck on your project.
Thank you, John.
My only comment is with that north wind, with the north entrance, mm-hmm. and a north wind.
Yes. Yes. No blower.
Yeah, exactly.
At least you're getting blown into the church.
That's true.
We are doing the vestibule, and we know that is a tough facade. The parking or anywhere else, we could explore a lot of options.
Understand.
I do have one question.
Yes.
As a parishioner and one parish council there as well, I believe I read some of the fine print of the conditional use permit from Walter Solnwell. And is there an expiration term or a refiling application that is carried with this, or is more a church, obviously, that's been there for 100 years?
Yeah, we'll issue the, you'll apply for the zoning permit for the actual building, and then that will be a preliminary zoning permit.
Okay.
And then we'll work with you on conditions, as far as like the signage for the entrance. I mean, some of these things would be pretty simple. But we'll definitely work with you on time.
Well, I was fearful of this expression. I thought I read something about it.
It don't expire unless they put a condition on it, and they did not. So.
Okay, that was the question. I thought it was annual.
No, nope.
I thought 3 years from now, someone's going to forget this.
You're good.
Okay,
thank you. We hope this edition serves them well for the next 50 years. And there's a phase two, hopefully, that will complete the project.
It's an absolutely beautiful.
You might want to put an if you got an electrician that wants to donate anything, if it's on the north side, put those things in that make the sidewalk melt the ice.
Yeah, there you go. That's good.
I have a north side garage, and I wish I had one of those.
I've got a door house that opens to the north.
Yeah, yeah.
The only other comment is, I talked to my engineer about the elbows.
Oh yeah, get that in writing.
Yeah, but those are probably other comments. Any other business?
That was all off our page.
Yeah. Any other business that needs to come before the board? If not, I'll entertain a motion. Anything? Any other comments out of the staff?
I just want to let you know that board supervisors had their review session for the C2C comp plan yesterday, and for the most part, support it. And we're on track for June 7th in this room at 10 o'clock for a hearing.
Okay.
We'll be done with that process. We'll have to pull up our sleeves, in other words, full staff, and we'll start implementing.
Good.
Good luck.
Any other comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Very good.
Thank you. Yeah, that was my only comment when you said the elbows, and I've worked with septic systems.
That was my first comment. It's actually a pump system.
Okay. Yeah.
So it sure, since it's under pressure, it creates enough problems.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah, really.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, good meeting.
Yeah, we've had a couple of fairly simple ones.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Anything maybe in June, or we get a vacation?
Yeah, I don't think there is. I think there is yet.
Okay. I think it's just so nice, this town was built so fast and not always with the best materials. It's so nice when somebody preserves the original and then can do
1917, so they were
amazing.
I didn't see any cracks in the mortar or anything. Usually by that, you get shifting going on.
Yeah, come on downtown to Ames and I'll show you.
Stick around downtown Nevada. We got a few.
Speaking of shifting, I 35 was closed.
Again?
Well, no, just
after our last meeting.
Yeah, we were asking.
Wait a minute, we approved something.